Risenga Maluleke is the statistician general at Stats South Africa on the line to us from Pretoria this evening. Risenga, what is the consequence of not being able to collect the data?
Greetings, Bruce, and again, greetings to the listeners. The first thing of the consequence is that if we do not collect data, we will not be able to have such data produced, because whatever we produce as data say is based on what we collect. We don't sit at, in a corner somewhere and manufacture the numbers. But not only that, these numbers have to go through a lot of steps to ensure that they meet a certain level of rigor so that they can stand the test of time. Now, what is happening is that I want us to look at this COVID-19 not as a status say matter, failure to produce numbers. We will not fail to produce numbers. What we will do is that there will be delays in the release of some of the figures. And some of the figures, once we look at them and we see it, we realize that they don't reach a certain level. We'll have to release them with warnings that they don't have the following aspect in terms of what we are used to releasing. But we should understand the COVID-19 as an international, a global problem. And we have never faced anything like this previously. It's the first time that the world has to face a complete shutdown. Domestic flights and international flights have been called off so that we can control this pandemic. Now, to think that, let's say, would still be out there going out to collect data, going to the households, when the households would not be safe from our field workers, would arrive there being infected. But also, we also want our field workers to be safe for exposure.
There's so much, Risenga, which is happening right now, which is just so unknown to us. This does have consequences, though. I mean, the importance of Stats SA as a data collection agency from a credibility point of view for a country, and I mean, I think all countries are probably going to face exactly the same problems that you face, is that, you know, we will have a data gap. How long can we have a data gap and keep the data on an annual basis honourable and reliable?
Assume all work well, and I hope we'll be able to get nationally, we'll get the pandemic under a level of control so that it levels off the we'll be able to continue where we left with our work. There will not be much impact on our programs of collection. What we are trying to do now is to ensure that where we can reach the households, we reach them through telephone calling. But we should understand, Bruce, that when we collect information about households, we collect about the those who are literate and those not literate. Now, when you have such and you call a gogo out there and she's used to you relating to her in person, and now you are on the phone and you want to keep her much longer on the phone, it becomes a lot more respondent fatigue kicks in. So the impact is not as much where we are seated now, except the delays. But if this challenge would go on longer, certainly there are times when we'll have to say we are not able to produce the following figures. And look, for example, and I'm not saying the CPI will fail. The CPI still has to go out. And we are doing everything possible to make it available. If we were to fail to produce it, it means that the Reserve Bank would not have the basis through which they apply, they take their decision in relation to the repo rate, because you know that when they take this decision, they use the CPI, they use prices, the PPI comes in as well. Quarterly labor force market, the nation wants to know, especially after this COVID-19 has been brought to under control, the nation will continue to want to know what is the impact on the market, what is the impact on the population, daily lives of the population.
If you can't measure it, you can't fix it. And we're going to need reliable data. Risenga, I wish you luck with it. Risenga Maluleke, Statistician General, Statistics South Africa. It's a perfectly reasonable position to have as the Statistician General.